Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, yesterday I started sharing a report about the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse on the island of Antigua and gave a little bit of the history. Goes back 50 years now, 10,000 watts, 24/7, and it's on 1160 AM and 92.3 FM. What an influence it has been there, not just in Antigua, but across those islands with the gospel and good music and good teaching. Brother Benji Dryden says, it was my distinct privilege to attend the 50th anniversary of Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. I learned so much from listening to testimonies, reading about their history. One account was shared about a boat captain who lost all navigation equipment and was basically lost at sea. But he remembered the radio station and tuned his handheld radio to 1160 AM. He followed the strongest signal, constantly checking his bearings until he found the safe harbor. What a physical analogy of the spiritual necessity of Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. One lady wrote in how she was about to take her life when Oliver B. Green, the Gospel Hour, says, "Don't do it." And she gave her life to Christ instead of taking it, and now has grown significantly in the Lord. Over the last 50 years, Caribbean Radio Lighthouse has been blessed to expand to 10,000 watts 24 hours a day and can be heard for nearly 300 miles. In 2001, we started broadcasting in Antigua on 92.3 FM from a tower here on the island. Caribbean Radio Lighthouse has been on the internet for 11 years, and during the 50th anniversary, they released a mobile app that can be found using the QR code. They invited all to easily download the app and listen to the radio station via a smartphone or a smart device. Of the two ministry buildings on the property in Valley Church, one is a home for Nathan and Renee Owens, while the other houses the studio facility. The downstairs of each building is used as a dormitory space for visiting missions teams and workers, guest apartments, and other local church functions. These two downstairs ministry apartments have been honorably named for the Kurt Waite family and the Jerry Baker family who served in Antigua for over 30 years. For nearly 25 years now, Caribbean Radio Lighthouse has been making advancements for an increasingly automated programming schedule. Their goal is to present God's plan of salvation to non-believers and to instruct and encourage Christians in the principles and doctrines of the Word of God. The radio station continues to offer a free Bible correspondence course for all ages, and they freely distribute Bibles and Bible tracts. There have been many changes over the years, but through them all, one thing has remained constant: Caribbean Radio Lighthouse's commitment to maintain their adherence to the doctrines and principles on which the station was founded, a basis of biblical truth. Well, I'm going to encourage you, can go online and do a search for the CRL, we call it, the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse, and find out more about it. But we praise the Lord for the great ministry that they have reaching out to islands like St. Lucia, Martinique, and Dominica, and many other islands in that whole area. So pray for the radio station.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.